The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Right now, let's talk about eggs. Eggs, folks. Is there an egg shortage? Try to all those people who use eggs. I believe you are Mr. Imran on the line. Mr. Imam Farid Mohammed. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir. How are you doing?
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. You're a poultry farmer, yes?
Yes.
All right, sir. So tell us about the egg shortage for those of us who did not notice that. From time to time, I would go to the particular stores and would notice, well, there are no eggs, but you haven't really noticed really a shortage, maybe because I'm not into eggs that much. But tell me about this egg shortage that's happening.
Okay. Well, you know, it is drawn to the attention of the general public now that they seem to have the shortage. Now, it is now coming in where the eggs that were on the shelf is being reduced because we before had so much eggs out there that it wasn't noticed. Now, the shortage is stemming from the climate change. In the discussion we had a couple of interviews back, if you could remember, when I told you that climate change is playing a very integral role in the life, not only as human beings, but of the animals and the poultry industry as well. Layers, due to the weather, the climate that we've experienced and the heat, they tend to lay less right now during this ordeal that they are going through with the weather conditions. And in addition to, the greater fall came from the bird flu that the U.S. had faced, where they had culled in excess of 50 million heads of chicken 2 years ago, which we are now feeling the effects from. So right. We have to understand that what we face with right now is something that was in the making 2 years ago, and we are now feeling the effects coming into play.
Right. Now, of course, when there's a shortage, I mean, when there's a supply and demand, so obviously egg right now, I mean, the prices will go up, right?
It will, but, you know, the farmers still trying to work within reason to not send it to an exorbitant price. Whereas the farmers at this present time haven't really increased as much. The retailers who retailing the eggs, they put a little more markup on the price because it's something that you can make a little extra from right now. And, you know, it is sad that the middleman always makes the quantum instead of the men who are really on the ground doing the hard work.
All right. So in terms of selling of eggs, I mean, this will affect a lot of big business, small business families. This will affect a lot of people who make bread. I mean, down to the family who want a little eggs to do some bacon for the kids home on vacation, you know. So where do we go from here? What is the way forward, or where do you see it, you know, the solution? Is it going to ease up anytime soon?
Well, you see, the thing about it is a layer would lay eggs. They would dig about 6 months before they could lay. So you'd have a chick from when it is hatched to the age of 6 months before that bird comes into the position of bringing forth an egg. And then they would lay for a period of approximately a year and a half to 2 years, provided that they are fed and, you know, kept well and they are healthy. Now, like I said, the ripple effect that we are feeling now on the market is based on what has happened. So now, going forward, when these layers that was laying are now coming X layers that are going out now off the lane, and they will be into meat market because the X layers are sold for meat now, and the young layers that have to be brought in cycle, the quantum of hatch for the new cycle of chicks is where they does not have the quantity. And the shortfall started from there now, where those capacities that you would have had coming back on stream when these adults would have finished laying, they are now at a position where they don't have the quantity. So that, to get that back in cycle would take a little time. So it's not going to happen overnight.
So
because
right,
you have to understand that a chicken would not just come out and just start to lay. There's a process in which the chicks have to undergo in getting mature and being in maturity to that position where they are healthy. And the other factor that global warming and global change has also impacted is the feed. So whilst you would want the chick to lay, if they are not consuming the right nutrients, proteins, and calcium combination in their feed, that is also a challenge for the bird. And as you, the consumer, who cannot get the eggs.
Wow, boy. So right now we're eggless. We do have some people with some questions. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Dave.
Yeah, man.
And good afternoon to your guests here. I want to ask you guys, is he a part of the Table Egg Association of Trinidad and Tobago? Because I listened to the president, Mr. Dennis Ramsing, and he gave the impression, based that at the end of August, we would start to see an evening off in terms of egg coming back onto the market. So I just wanted to find out if he's a part of the association. And I also followed Rajiv Dipti comments as well, suggesting that he also was in contact with Mr. Ramsing. And you get the impression that at the end of August into September, we should see an evening back off in terms of prices remaining steady. At this point in time, according to Mr. Ramsing, there hasn't been any increase in terms of table eggs. So I just wanted to find out from I think it's Mr. Farid. I just want to find out from him in terms of if there's a contradiction here. Okay.
I see you heard the question there, sir.
Right. So no, there's no contradiction because I'm saying that I didn't say the price increase. We know that there was a little increase in the groceries, which people were claiming, right? But I said the farmers never increased their prices. They remain constant. And the middleman who doing the transition is where the price increase went, where people are facing it on the market, correct?
So, yeah, I believe so.
So I didn't indicate that there was a price hike by any farmers.
Mm-hmm. But what about the end of August? You did say that.
Again, coming into the cycle where I explained that some of the eggs that would have hatched and birds would have been coming out now, and the 6 months period, you would have some layers that would be coming into the laying part or the laying cycle come September.
Mm.
Right? So, but it like I said earlier, it does not happen one time where a chick would just come out and start to lay. So the shortfall came from the eggs, from the hatching time when the cycles would have to evolve to get chicks to maturity to produce an egg. The elapsed in time with the shortage that was faced, they didn't have the quantum or the volumes coming in. However, they have eggs that, chicks that were on the market that were coming up to age, which in September, as indicated by Mr. Dipti and the Table Egg Association, that yes, there would be some eggs coming out because of the adults that would be maturing at that stage. And then we have to look at how much will be coming out based on the weather cycles and the pattern, how much they would lay.
Mm. All right. So we're talking, folks, about the egg shortage. But I don't know if people out there realize that there really was an egg shortage, like I say, for those who consume eggs or use eggs on a daily basis, whether it's for their business. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Please, I want to ask a question. What about if the feed price drop, the egg price shouldn't go up? And I know for a fact that a little while now the feed price dropped.
And it was not passed on to the consumer. Okay. The caller said that the feed price had dropped. And, you know, well, I mean, maybe you always say there are other expenses besides the feed, but if the feed price dropped, does that mean the price of the egg will drop as well?
No, it doesn't mean that it would drop because, like you say, it have other factors involved. When the price of feed goes down, and you have to, you're not getting, but the feed that you're receiving, you're not getting the proper nutrients in the feed, you have to add additional things and vitamins now to boost for the chicks.
Questions coming in. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Dees.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, Princess Tong here. I wanted to ask your guest if he could comment. I mean, in the future, we hear Guyana, the recent convention they had there, the Guyana president is talking about producing the feed and so on, and they'll be able to export. Can he shed any further light on that as when this might happen, and what it is in terms of the future, what it is looking like for the poultry and other feed industry?
Well, at this time, sir, I wouldn't really be able to shed light on that aspect of the feed in terms of when we'll be able to manufacture to export. Because right now, we are at the point where we're still importing.
No, he was talking about Guyana. Guyana said, but I know you're not I'm part of the Guyanese government, but the Guyana,
yeah. Yeah, nah.
Yeah, Guyana is going into exporting our feed. You know, how come that is something that we haven't gotten into? Wouldn't that help out the situation a lot?
Well, you see, when Carony at one point used to manufacture the bagasse and they had the feeds that they used to make and millions for duck and pig and all these other animals, right? After they closed with that entity there, that part of the industry went out as well. So the byproducts from that, we doesn't have any other factories or companies putting out anything that they could manufacture or use to manufacture feed here right now.
Very interesting. But seeing that Trinidad and Tobago, we consume so much chicken here. I know. When do chicken get time to lay eggs?
Well, the broiler chicken, mm-hmm. which when you're talking about consuming chicken, mm-hmm. broilers is the one that you consume.
Yeah,
the layers is mm-hmm. the one that you use for table eggs. So it's two different birds.
We're talking about. Yeah, man. Because we really love chicken here. And so right now the chicken farmers, they under a little strain. And, how are they making out in the meantime?
Well, you know, everybody just have to hold their ends and bite the bullet, as you would say, because the industry is becoming very hard with a lot of things that, you know, going on in the industry, especially with the heat factors. You know, chickens for table, for consumption, they cannot take the heat when they're adults because you have more mortality, high mortality in big birds.
Mm, okay. Right? Yeah.
And even the layers, the heat affects them in terms of laying.
Mm. All right. Let's take a call.
The only thing is that.
Hello.
Do you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you. Yes.
Right. So we talk about climate change and the impact it has on the cooling system of the bird. Mm. What have you all done significantly different? Significantly different to, of course, protect the birds from that weather, that difference in the weather condition, to ensure that, you know, the production of eggs should remain stable. And the other thing, please don't get caught up with, in Trinidad, if one price goes up, the whole the product goes up. But if one price goes down, there are other additives that keep in the price the same way. I find that disingenuous, but we have come to discuss that. I just don't like to hear that. But my question in relation to what have you all done significantly different to really, you know, impact on climate change and the impact it have on the birds?
Mm, all right. So, yeah, we see in the climate change, when you see things changing, you know, just like how you recognize this is happening in the last 2-3 years, what have you done anything or was there anything recommended? Could anything be done?
Farmers started implementing measures by using additional fans to cool, to introduce the air, cool air into the pens, into the sheds, as well as sprinklers on the roof, which some farmers had it in the past, but now a lot of farmers installing them. Sprinklers on the roof for cooling, to keep the top of the roof cool, as well as some having went the way of installing misters. They introduce the mist in the pen to blow through, so that it will try to cool the atmosphere, because the humidity content is very high at some times. So when you introduce the mist in the air, it tends to cool. But at the same time, you have to be very careful of introducing that coolness in the heat, because just like a human being, you might get a cool. And if the birds develop something called a snick, then you would have challenges on your hand. So it is something which is very, very, very technical, and you have to be very meticulous in handling the conditions. So it is so easy. But there's a lot of things that is involved and a lot that farmers are trying to do right now. It has some who are even trying to introduce some cooling system with the air conditioning systems like to go into their pens. And it is a costly venture as well. So while things happen on one side, the cost of trying to keep it going on the other side is a very heavy cost as well, because then you have additional things like electricity costs. Mm-hmm. And all these other implementations and that you have to go through to install your systems.
And then when you raise the price, people vex.
So, you know, we had to sit down and we already look at it.
Mm.
What is the cost of really doing these things? When you have fans to run, you have sprinklers to run, you have pumps to run.
Yeah. And then you can't put the chicken in a condition.
And giving the chicken feed,
mm.
and they were consuming and laying. Now, in order to ensure that the weather change,
mm.
they will remain comfortable to lay,
mm.
or to stay alive. The additional measures that is implemented has a high cost
for
electricals and all that. Because when you have to put in fans, you have to run the electricals to get it in there too. So all that is additional cost.
All right, let's take a call. Hello, good afternoon. Thanks
good
for
holding. Good afternoon, Comrade Base.
Mm.
On the topic of eggs, I had 3 eggs yesterday, Base. And you know where they came from? The old-fashioned common fowl, the clean egg, the yardy, and them. The point I'm making is, as individuals, households, we could source these birds. They're out there. There are a lot of Creole eggs now, the none who what you call it, steroid, and the one that's the pump up one. So we as individual households have to source these birds and do our own eggs.
So you want to what? You want to put farmers out of business?
With market based market.
Oh, no.
Market base. Hmm. And listen to me. This issue about eggs and pastry. I'm sure you have gone into bakeries and you have seen egg.
Sorry, hello?
And you have seen eggless cakes?
Eggless, yeah, that's how they're selling, yeah.
It's the better cake to use, base. We don't have to hot up the head about the shortage of eggs and these things.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, man. We're talking about these are people's livelihood they're dealing with here, boy. People's livelihood they're dealing with here. You sound like the man who want to bring a set of electric cars and don't want any mechanics to get work with other thing. People want to sell cars. All right, so Mr. Mohammed, like I say, as we wrap it up, we just I guess it's just touch and go, and we see what's going on, what's happening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so thank you very much, and I wish
no
you
problem.
All the best. Okay. All the best, right, Mr. Imam Fareed Mohammed, poultry farmer. Hi to all the poultry farmers out there. We take a short break. And we come back, Freedom 106.5.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.